it's very, very strange and very, very different and very flat, actually, which is unfortunate. Obviously, because of the pandemic, we put plans in place a long time ago in terms of how we were going to get students to come into school to receive their results safely. So we've had to phase students in over a period of time and socially distance while we're doing that. And, you know, unfortunately, you don't get the usual large groups of students hugging and jumping for joy. There's some smiles and some surprises, which is nice to see. But yeah, it feels very, very different. One of the things that they do miss, and we all miss, is their experience they've just missed out on. So they're sort of like rite of passage, if you like, in terms of leading up to the exams, all the preparation and that goes into that. Then things like leavers assembly, signing each other's shirts, bursting into tears, you know, and then, you know, going on their end of year 11 trip, which we run every year, missed out on that, and of course the prom, the all important prom. So they've missed out on so much, but we've got an evening booked in October. However, we're not sure whether we'll be allowed to run that yet. I think a lot of them actually feel they've missed out on the opportunity to prove themselves. There's that sort of sense of, I didn't get the opportunity to do that, and I will never know if I would have done well on that. I think the most important thing is not to dwell on the disappointment of that lack of opportunity, and to now look forward and think about, where is it taking me? And that's the important thing we all want to focus on now, is the next steps. In terms of us assigning a grade, people didn't just pluck a grade out of the sky. We looked at a range of evidence for each student, and, you know, we've known that student for 4.5 years. So, you know, teachers know those students well. One teacher would start the process, the actual teacher who teaches them, but the group of teachers would come together to make sure they moderated those grades. That would then be checked again by head of department and senior leaders, and finally by myself, in terms of all the data we currently have on the students. So the actual process was really rigorous and robust. It wasn't just a teacher prediction or a teacher assessment, as the media banded it about. It's a very thorough process within strict guidelines laid down by Ofqual. And those are the grades, the centre-assessed grades that have been assigned mostly, I think, today. However, there are some that the algorithm has generated which are higher, not lower, and some students have got the higher of the two grades today.
Do you think that there's too much emphasis on exams, and this might make us rethink the whole process, or are we just going straight back the next year? GCSEs and A-levels, that's what they've been told. Oh, you're going to do your exams next year.
Indeed, that's a really good question.
But does it make us rethink? And is it going to, or should it make us rethink?
Yes, I mean, there's been an obsession with the sort of government since 2010 on going back to basically exams or nothing approach to assessment. And whilst exams are important, it doesn't really reflect, does it, the true ability of an individual. It tests something on a day. And really, what one of the dangers of the system where we had coursework, which contributed to the final grade, was cheating, you know, basically, for want of a better expression, but you know, malpractice, and that was a danger, but we proved through something called controlled assignments that actually that's where assessment was done under exam conditions in a school, and some of those marks would go towards a final exam. We proved as a profession that actually we can control this with integrity, and it needs trust to do that. That actually that is a fairer way of assessing students over a period of time. And yes, the exam is important, but it shouldn't be the be-all and end-all. And I believe firmly that it's now time for us to reflect on exactly what we do. Even the timing of the exam has been in the middle of the summer. Perhaps it should be in the winter, where we might be inclined to stay more indoors more and study more, but we'll see.
And what about the sort of the year behind? We've sort of forgotten about, because we're just focusing on A-level students and GCSE students, and actually... Yeah. It's the year that are coming through. Yes, they've lost a lot of teaching time.
Yes,
classroom time, of course.
Yes, year ten have lost 14 school weeks of teaching. They have been in since sort of June on a limited basis, but really that's not a substitute for missing teaching day in and day out. So the government, there's notionally that there's some sort of compensation for that, in that some content is being changed or removed, for requirements are being removed from certain exams. For instance, geography don't have to do the field work. There's a question on that in the papers. I know in English literature, there's questions about poetry, and they don't have to do certain questions. So, but then generally speaking, all the rest of the subjects stay the same. So somehow we've got to catch up and teach the content that's been missed. ASCL, which is my professional association, the Association of School and College Leaders, have for some time now been pushing for us to actually review what's going on, because what we don't know now is there going to be another lockdown? Is there going to be another... Mm. What about, you know, local lockdowns like in Leicester, you know, where the school shut again? What if a school shuts for 2 weeks in Birmingham, in Manchester, in Stockport, or 4 weeks somewhere else? How do you then say it's fair for all the students to take the same exam at the same time on the same day when some students have missed another 2 or 3 weeks of teaching, or 4 weeks? So I think government needs to listen to the professional associations who do know what they're talking about and actually think about, let's not saying be radical, but let's do this differently, because we don't want to be in the same position and put current year 10 in an even worse position than the current year 11. For us as a group of heads, we want to kind of make sure that our focus is now on ensuring our current year 11 students move on to the where they need to be, that they progress into the next stage of their education or training. And we're working very hard with the colleges and other institutions to make sure that that happens. That's our number one priority, our number one focus. Indeed, we are all preparing for September as well. And as you just said about year 10 and the other students in other year groups, we have to absolutely focus on them as soon as we can. But it's our first priority today to make sure that students are supported and get where they need to be. We always have somebody on site for somebody, you know, who's upset or feels that they can't get to the college placement that they want to be on. That's already here. The colleges, our local colleges, Ashton Sixth Form, Tameside, Clarendon, are superb. The structures they've put in place, we've had another email this morning about the fact that they're running out of hotlines because there physically isn't enough staff, but they've put in so much support for students. It's incredible.
And for you coming back in September, you say all those plans and preparations, but everybody's going to come back in September.
Yes.
What sort of changes have you had to make in the class, or just a typical classroom scene, as it were, for students?
Yes, a lot, really. I mean, we kind of had a dummy run with the year 10s when they came in, but they came in small numbers, so we had, like, you know, sanitizers outside the room before they went in. But we realised that having things outside in corridors isn't going to function with 870 students in, so we need to, we'll move those into the classrooms. Cleaning regime every time a student goes into a classroom. We're limiting movement. I mean, I know that some schools are keeping students in the same classroom all day. That does limit movement. We're doing it slightly differently, but we are focusing on the cleanliness. We've got one-way system in place. We've got staggered breaks and lunches. It is not ideal. None of this is ideal, which is why we don't run schools this way. But we understand that we've got to try and get on with the business of education for our students, because they've missed too much, but also balance that with safety. And it's because safety of staff. So staff are still having to socially distance, which is incredibly difficult as a teacher to do when you need to help a child with some work. And it's really difficult sometimes to try and point in the air, and whereas really what you're trying to do is point to their piece of paper and be next to them. But we're limiting that sort of contact. But yes, we've got staggered starts, staggered exits, staggered lunch, staggered break. So it's basically a roll-in sort of lunch and break. Lots of cleaning regimes in place. It's quite strange. We feel that we run our school pretty well anyway, in terms of as a tight ship, and it's very well ordered and structured. So we think the plans we put in place should work.
And, of course, you've had a huge learning curve in terms of home learning.
Yes.
And for staff and students,
that's
been the same. A, how's that gone?
Yeah.
And B, is that going to continue in some kind of form? Were there benefits?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we got thrown into this. We had 2 days' notice to close, and then suddenly we were trying to provide online learning. We know a lot of our colleagues in the independent sector, in particular, are way ahead of the game with this, certainly in the state sector as well, because they're used to doing that kind of thing for overseas students and things like that. But we had online work right from the off. We had a system there, but we were using too many platforms, and we found that students were getting confused between different platforms. So we ironed out that problem, and we've got the students on one platform, Microsoft Teams, and they're able to, teachers can set assignments, they can teach live lessons, and we got better at that as time moved on. So we are at a much better place now. For example, we thought what would happen when we came back months ago when we planned for this is we would have a 1 week on, 1 week off option, which enables safe social distancing in school with half your school population in, And then we'd, you know, repeat that the following week with the other half of the population. So we're in a good place now in terms of enabling support for students at home. We had the laptop issue with the government laptop scheme. And again, you know, there's criticism there about how late they were. Well, it was a mammoth task again, like everything else. We just took the decision to give out the laptops we had in school already. We were waiting for the government laptops to come. So we just did that because we felt our students, disadvantaged students particularly, who didn't have access to that, needed that. So we made that happen very, very quickly. So we are. I think we're ready if we get another, let's, God forbid we don't, but if we get another lockdown, we're ready for that. I just think it's, I think as a nation now, this has got to get, what we've got to do now is come together and think about lessons learned and what's important. And I think there's been, this week particularly, there's been a lot of blame now being shoved around what's happened. And I actually think, to be fair to, you know, the parties involved, if you like, at least they've stepped up and done the right thing. Okay, and I think that's now a case of let's focus on the future. We've got to focus on the future now. That's the important thing. Not look back and look for blame. That's wasted energy. We need to put our energy into what happens if this happens again. How can we make a better experience for students and staff? You know, let's focus on planning for that now that we've learned things.